You're listening to Lesbian Interrupted, a podcast for sapphics who showed up to the party a little late and have some catching up to do. Around here, we'll talk about the messy, beautiful process of embracing your queer identity after years of trying to be someone you're not. Maybe you spent your 20s dating people who never quite fit. Maybe you're still figuring out where you land under the rainbow. This show is about the moment you figure it out and then figuring out what comes after. We'll dive deep into queer culture, history, and all the things we missed while we were busy pretending to be straight. From dating women for the first time, to unlearning comp het, to finding queer joy in your own way, this is where we build something real without shame, without apology, and definitely without straight cis men. Because the truth is, you're not late, queen. You're just in the right place now. Let's get into it. You are listening to the very first episode of the Lesbian Interrupted podcast. Hi, I'm Brooke. I'm your host, and I am very, very, very excited to get the show off the ground. I've been thinking about it for a while and searching high and low for lesbian-centered podcasts that really speak to me, and I just haven't found one. So I decided to create one. I am 30 years old. I am a lesbian. I came out as a lesbian when I was 29. And before that, I thought that I was bisexual. And once things clicked into place for me, I was searching everywhere for lesbian-oriented sapphic media, music, books, movies, everything under the sun. I wanted just to consume all of it. And I know that every queer person understands when I say that there is not enough representation in media of us, lesbian women, transgender individuals, gay men. There's just not enough. There's not enough LGBTQ representation anywhere in media. And it's frustrating. And for the longest time, I was trying to figure out what it meant to fully identify as a lesbian and to fully let myself step into that identity and be comfortable with that identity. And while there are so many excellent queer podcasts out there, I don't think there are enough that are just specifically geared mostly towards lesbians. And I don't want you guys to think that there's never going to be a moment in time where I talk about or talk with people who identify as pansexual or bisexual. I may even have some straight friends on here or some friends who are questioning their own sexuality. But for the most part, I sincerely just do not think there is enough lesbian-centered, like, talk out there. There's just not enough discourse, no matter what direction you're looking in. If you are a movies person, a books person, a music person, I know that you get that. And if you're a podcast person, you definitely know what I'm talking about. I am really, really big into recording podcasts. I'm not so big into listening to them as I used to be. I used to be the host of the Witchful Thinking podcast. If you recognize my voice or you recognize my face, that may be where you recognize me from. I love that podcast. But to be honest, my identity as a lesbian woman has truly taken over almost every aspect of my life since I came out at age 29. And at first, I was kind of a little nervous about letting something that I cared so much about fall to the wayside, that podcast. But I just think that at this point in my life, there are other things that I am more open to fully letting myself dive into, if that makes sense. Spirituality is always going to be massive, a huge part of who I am. However, being queer, being a woman-loving woman, as TikTok so wonderfully has coined the term, that takes over a majority of my thoughts. It's in the movies I consume, the books that I read, I don't have a ton of straight female friends anymore. I date women. When I figured out that I was not bisexual, it made everything make sense for me. And this is just where my core belonging kind of is right now, is just staying in touch and grounded with my sexual identity. And something that I'm really passionate about is, as I'm discovering things about myself, I know there are other people out there who are also discovering these things, and they don't have anywhere to go, and they don't have anyone who's been going through it with them. They don't have an outlet or a resource or just any kind of sounding board to listen to and be like, oh my God, I'm going through that too. Oh my God, I didn't know what comp het was. Holy shit, what do all these different terms mean? You know, even stuff like, how do I remember how to use someone's correct pronouns? Things like that. You think that there's enough of, you think there's enough resources out there for everyone who is queer, or for everyone who is, you know, maybe considering, maybe I'm queer, maybe I'm bisexual, maybe I'm a lesbian. But there's just not. Not everyone is so ingrained in social media the way that our generation and the generation after us really is. And there's a lot of stuff that I feel, if you are not deep into, you know, TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or whatever, there's a lot of stuff about queer identity that it may be more difficult for you to come across that information naturally. I learned a lot about myself through my freaking TikTok algorithm back in 2021. When I first officially realized, like, okay, I left my fiance, and I'll get into that a way, way down the road. If anyone's interested, it's not this riveting story. I mean, it's a really funny story, but I don't really see the point in talking about cis straight men, you know, on this podcast. But I had left my then fiance, and I was on a journey of self-discovery, and I started dating women and men, and I was like, I'm gonna figure out what I like, and whether it's a man or with a woman, I'm gonna figure it out, and yeah, it's gonna be great. And I ended up with another guy, and I was really sure that this was the one for me, and I kind of shut down a lot of, you know, my thoughts about women. I was like, you know what? I guess that's a part of me that's going to have to take a back seat forever, because this is who I'm going to be with. And as the years passed, I realized that I was deeply dissatisfied, and I was jealous as fuck. I was jealous as fuck of my lesbian friends. I was jealous as fuck of my queer friends in queer relationships. I was so jealous. And it wasn't the type of ugly jealousy. It was the type where I look at them and I see this domestic bliss that they have made, and they're so happy together. And I'm not talking about the toxic ones. Y'all know who you are. But, like, they're so happy together, and life is beautiful, and they genuinely feel like best friends. Like, they're not rolling their eyes at each other when, you know, the other does something annoying. Like, I just felt like in every straight relationship I'd ever had, like, I never really... I loved the person, but there were more things about their personality that I did not like than I would like to admit. And just seeing lesbian relationships in my face all the time, I just felt this deep yearning within me. I have to have this. I have to experience this before I die. I have to fully lean into just dating women. And then when I started only dating women, I quickly found out that there is no fucking bone in my body that is interested in dating men ever again. And even though I have dated women since I was around 24 years old, and I am 30 now, I didn't fully realize that I was a complete lesbo until I was 29. So it takes time. And I did go down the whole pipeline. And I don't want to say, I don't want to ever offend or upset anyone on this show by saying, you know, if you identify as this on the pipeline, you're just stuck there. You're eventually going to find out you're a lesbian. I don't want to say that, because it's not true for everybody, but this is true for me. I did identify as straight for all my adolescence, Then when I hit college, I started thinking maybe I'm bi, but I ignored it. Then I went down the whole, I'm definitely bisexual and I'm choosing to just be with a man because that's what at the time I thought was easier for me. And I thought that that genuinely was what I wanted. Then I thought, maybe I'm pansexual. Then I realized, you're not pansexual, bitch. Stop using that term for yourself. You're a lesbian. And I have never been more proud to call myself anything ever in my life. I really hope that this podcast serves as a saving grace for someone out there. Even if I only touch the lives of like five people, it's five people who didn't have this yesterday, who now have a safe place to land here. And that's all I want. I don't know if I will be having a regular co-host, but I definitely want to have as many lesbians on this show as possible. So if you are interested in having a fun conversation with me, if you're interested in just shooting the shit and talking about everything under the sun in our gay ass rainbow land, shoot me a message. I am going to be putting out episodes probably every Friday around 8 a.m. Eastern time, and I'd really love if you kept up with the show. This episode is going to be super short. It's just a quick kickoff. So I'm going to wrap this up here. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited to see where this show goes. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for giving me your ear. Thank you for giving me your time. Thank you for following this podcast. Don't forget to follow on Instagram as well at Lesbian Interrupted Podcast. And make sure that you follow and subscribe to the show so you know when episode 2 comes out. Thank you so much. Don't forget, whatever you're doing on your phone right now, stop it and listen to me and go subscribe, damn it. Later, lesbian.